Born on January the 29th, 1900, in Barreto, into a poor family, Lucio Bunnell was the fourth of eight children. His father was a deeply humble man and dedicated himself as much as he could to helping others. He was an inspiration to his son, and young Lucio felt the call to the priesthood. Ordained a priest in 1925, Father Lucio worked in the Diocese of Rome and became a noted speaker and teacher. He also maintained a deep interior prayer life, but he yearned for more. Lucio wondered if he was being called to join the Trappists, but he wanted something that included the prayer life combined with helping others. He was introduced to the Disciples Carmelites and discovered a tradition that fulfilled his longings. In 1930, he joined the Carmelites in Lille, France, and took the name he would henceforth be known by, Jacques de Jesus. In the 1930s, Pierre Jacques opened an all-boys school in Avon, known as the Petit Collège Saint-Thérèse de l'Enfant Jésus. When World War II broke out and the Germans invaded France, Pierre Jacques realized that Jews were in grave danger. He hid three Jewish boys at his school, disguised as students with false names. He also hid an older Jewish boy as a worker at the school, had a Jewish student's father hide with a friend in town, and disguised another Jewish man as a new teacher at the school. In January of 1944, the Gestapo discovered Pierre Jacques' whereabouts and seized the school. They arrested him, the three Jewish students, and the Jewish teacher. The Jewish students and teacher died at Auschwitz, but Pierre Jacques was moved to several different Nazi concentration camps. At each camp, he found ways to live out the corporal works of mercy and minister to the prisoners. He shared his rations with others and visited the sick. Pierre Jacques even learned enough Polish to be able to communicate with Polish prisoners, who called him Pierre Jacques. While at one brutal concentration camp known as Mauthausen-Gusen, the Germans decided to move imprisoned priests to a less harsh camp. Pierre Jacques hid his priestly identity so that he could stay behind to provide the prisoners at Mauthausen-Gusen with spiritual nourishment. He was the only priest left to serve 20,000 prisoners. Pierre Jacques lived to see the American liberation of Mauthausen-Gusen in May of 1945, but died of tuberculosis in a hospital in Austria later that summer. His cause for canonization opened in 1990. Pierre Jacques, pray for us.